It's 90.3 KEXP, where the music matters. We are live at the Cutting Room Studios in New York. Martin Courtney and his band are here. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Very excited for this. You ready to go?
Ready to go,
all right,
yeah.
It's all yours. Today.
Good.
I love the vibe of that song, by the way. We've been playing that one quite a bit, and it feels like a song I've known for a long time. It just has that feel to it.
That's good.
That's a good thing, right? Like, sure. Oh, I've heard this. No, I haven't. It's just great. And while you're switching instruments, this would be a good chance to introduce the band to a great band you have with you today.
Thank you very much. This is Doug Keith on the guitar here.
Hey, Doug.
The 12 string now. It was six before. And Jarvis Tavernier on the bass.
Good to see you, Jarvis.
And Aaron Neveu on the drums.
And good to see you.
Matt Coleman on the keyboards.
And there's Woods involved in some of these? Which members are in what?
Jarvis and Aaron.
Well, you know we love that band as well, KXP, so I got to give a shout-out, too. Playing that a lot. All right, you got another one ready?
Yeah, this one's Vestiges.
It's KEXP, Martin Courtney live here on The Morning Show. I love the jam in that song. That seems like a really fun one to play live.
Yeah. Yeah, these songs have been, for the most part, you know, yeah, pretty good. Pretty fun.
You got to be looking forward to the show. You have shows coming up, too. You have one tonight.
Yep.
That is at the Converse Rubber Tracks. Did I get that right?
Yeah, it's the Fader Magazine showcase. Yep.
And then Baby's All Right tomorrow as well in Brooklyn. A bunch of Brooklyn dates for you and the band.
Yeah, I mean, well, this week we've been doing the whole, like, CMJ thing, yeah. So that's kind of all part of that. But then we have, like, an album release show next month that's going to be at a new venue in Brooklyn called Natural Sawdust. But, yeah, so that'll be, like,
our first... I heard about that place yesterday.
Yeah.
Some amazing people behind that.
Yeah, it seems like it'll be pretty cool.
Do you know a little bit about that? Do you want to mention
it? I wouldn't be able to probably speak to like exactly what they're doing, but I know they have some really cool shows there.
Yeah. So good venue to see shows. Many Moons is the album. And can you talk to me a little bit about the record? I mean, I know you're going to get that question. Oh, you're doing a solo record now, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Where did the songs come from? When did this happen for you when you decided you're going to do something on your own?
Well, this was just a project that Jarvis and I kind of started off on pretty much right when I was kind of like at the tail end of working on the last Real Estate record.
Uh-huh.
So it was just sort of something that we talked about doing that kind of, we started working on it. We had a few songs that I had written and kind of just kept adding on to it over the course of a few months and then a year and then like kind of just took just a while. Going. Like I started touring and then he was touring and everything. But it was kind of just sort of as like sort of a fun project that kind of gradually became more serious as it went along.
Heck, we got to release something now.
Yeah.
We've created songs.
Yeah, exactly.
The world should probably hear them. Were the songs written while touring? It feels like they were written while you were touring. I might be wrong, but there doesn't seem a lot on the road kind of vibe.
A lot of the lyrics were, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, not just the one in the airport bar, is that? I think I got that right.
But yeah.
I really like that, by the way.
Thanks.
But some of the stories you tell seem like you miss people back home and you're on the road, so it had that vibe.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely in there. That's kind of hard to avoid because I was definitely on the road a lot for the past few years.
So are you ironically going to tour on this record or are you going to stay close to home?
Well, yeah, I think we'll do a little bit of touring.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. Well, we look forward to it. Hope you make it. If you do get to go out to SeaTac Airport and make it out to Seattle, we would love to have you out there.
I would love to come out there, yeah.
Excellent. All right. You got a couple more for us on the record?
Yep. We're going to do Airport Bar now.
Pass the time. If the past is just the point. If we're past the point of trying, and what will be, then I just need you here with me.
KEXP, great work, Martin. And the band. Nice work, you guys.
Thank you.
Sounds great. Good luck on the record. I just love it. Congrats on it.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, going to be playing around New York the next few nights. And then, as you said, release party end of the month?
November 20th.
November 20th. Month, yeah. Well into next month. And then hopefully we'll see you in the Great Northwest sometime soon as well. Thanks again. And big thank you to The Cutting Room hosting, as always. This is 90.3 KEXP live from The Cutting Room Studios in New York City.